Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
So this week we enter into Holy Week, and your Heartbeat this week, you started by talking about Palm Sunday, but then you continued by talking a bit more about what this Holy Week, is all about. Let's go back though and start with Palm Sunday and how Jesus did ride into Jerusalem on a donkey with people
honoring him
with their palm leaves, which is what you were saying, that back in those days kings would ride into the cities on the donkeys,
and that would happen.
Yeah.
People would put down their cloaks,
yep,
or the palm leaves, waving like a big flag. Look at the ceremonies when the king and queen come in, you know, to a city, and we do that now. Well, same thing happened back then.
Yeah And so they recognized Jesus as our king, not an earthly king, but they recognize there's something about this man.
Yes.
That is kingly.
But I don't think they fully understood, because it said the disciples still didn't understand, and Jesus said, you will understand later. But something, God revealed something to people, and they just got this inkling of, we need to honor this king.
Yeah, it's interesting. I want to come later to that point you say where they didn't fully know what was happening. We'll talk about that soon. But I was thinking about when you were sharing in your Heartbeat how they're honouring him with their palm leaves, how fickle we are as people, that within a week we are then putting this man to death. That, like, you know, that would – that, well, even today, if we look at media –
yeah.
How often, like, we're honouring someone and then within a week we're like, oh my gosh, this person's terrible. Like, yeah.
And that's why in the Bible you often see the word the crowd. Now, people are in the crowd, but it's the crowd effect.
Yeah.
There might be a person in the crowd that didn't agree, but on the whole, the crowd were having this effect on everybody, and, like, you know, rah, 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 he's king, or crucify him,
which is what we see only a few days later. So that kind of came to mind as I was reading this. There are these people who, like you said, they've heard that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, so they know there's something about this person that is kingly, has this royalty about him, but
even, like, a question mark, could he be the Messiah? Because who rises people from the dead?
And at that time in the Old Testament, they would know about all the things that were pointing to the Messiah.
Yes.
Like he's not – Jesus wasn't fully what they expected, but there were elements of – people knew the Old Testament sayings. They knew what might come. And so, yeah, and then Jesus appears. So the next thing I want to mention is, like you said, how at the time the disciples didn't fully know what was – happening, and that they look back. And I was actually thinking about how so often in our own lives we don't necessarily know that God's doing something until we look back
and see the hand of God in our life.
But how then that can be encouragement to actually move forward, and a confidence, well, he did it then,
he'll look after
me now.
Or he'll guide me and direct me and give me wisdom and help me, especially if my heart — it's all about heart. If my heart's intention is pure, or as pure as we can be, and trying to be holy and trying to follow God, then the little mistakes we make, God will just, like, overlook, but also, like, push us back onto the road. Help us here. No, you're going the wrong way. This way. No, this is what I want you to say. This is what I want you to do.
And so often our faith journey is actually that, looking back, oh, God, help me here, here and here. You know, so I actually found that kind
of encouraging.
My faith gets built. So we're talking about Holy Week and Palm Sunday, and then you talked about quite beautifully the lion and the lamb, and that's what you think of when you think of Palm Sunday. Do you want to share a bit about that again?
I don't know. It's just a terminology that I've heard about the lion and the lamb. And I guess I always picture the lion is like that lion in King Narnia, in Narnia books, when you see the king, the Lord of the Jungle.
Mm.
And when it's, if you've seen the movies too, and they have this lion that's representing Jesus Christ, and he's so magnificent and awesome and lovable and but ferocious and defending and protecting, you know, like all in one.
Yeah.
And our king is that.
Mm.
But then he's also, and he was and he is, the sacrificial lamb, the pure, holy, innocent, white as snow lamb being led to the slaughterhouse, but he knows he's being led and he still goes because of the choice that he made to say yes to the Father and the Son came, sent by the Father, to die for us.
Mm. I like how you were talking about how in Old Testament times people would bring an offering to the temple.
Yes.
But you said they would bring their best animal, and I can't remember if you said
that. Well, they were asked to.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that God gave us his best.
Yes, he did.
You know, that in the same way, that's what God gave us. I want you to share with us again the quote from St. Augustine about the lion and the lamb.
Well, there's actually two.
Okay.
The first one says, he endured death as a lamb. He devoured it as a lion.
I love that.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
Yep.
And meaning he devoured death. He got rid of it totally for us as the lion because he won.
Mm.
He, when he rose again, he's the king victorious.
Mm.
He defeated death.
Mm.
We've got no death, you know, eternal death anymore. We still have our own human body death, but our spirit stays alive forever and ever.
Mm.
But he endured death as the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. It's just a beautiful quote. It just kind of summarizes things well. And what was the second one?
Why a lamb in his passion? Because he underwent death without being guilty of any iniquity or sin.
Mm.
So why was the lamb chosen as the picture of
the sacrifice?
Called, yes.
Yeah.
Because it is the pure sacrifice given to us with no sin. And it's the only thing that could, I guess, undergo dying in death and not being guilty of any sin that would overcome that original sin that was upon us.
Yeah. One thing that you said that really stuck with me was Good Friday is only good because of the resurrection on Sunday. Like if he hadn't raised, well, it would have just been another Friday.
That's right.
Yeah, I just really love that. Like,
actually, it would have been a terrible Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
We wouldn't call it good.
But
we'd be calling it Terrible Friday.
Yeah. But it kind of looks back to kind of what we were talking about before, how we see God working in our life when we look back.
Yes.
Like, it was a terrible Friday for all of the disciples and those who had followed him.
So why did they call it good? Because on Easter Sunday, reflecting back, they said that was a good Friday.
And so God is always working.
Yes.
Like it just gives us that more confidence. So the weekly challenge that I've got for this week is to reflect upon what God has done this Holy Week. And there are so many aspects to reflect on because we can also, we didn't even talk about the Last Supper.
No.
You know, with those disciples
us
when
the
he
mass.
Gives us the Institute of the Mass.
Yes.
You know? So
Eucharist.
That,
yes.
Obviously Good Friday. How did they feel on Saturday?
Terrible.
You know? Yeah. And, but then the victory on the Sunday.
Mm.
So there's actually a lot to reflect on this week. So we hope that you do have a really blessed Holy Week this week, and we look forward to wishing you a wonderful Easter next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.